right, ready to do this. Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen. It is our Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show on this December the 8th. Another beautiful, beautiful December afternoon. Temperatures a little bit above normal. Next week, as much as 10 degrees above normal. We'll be in the mid-70s for our highs next week. Perfect for my birthday celebration next week. The Buckmaster Show coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice. Of course, we've got the worldwide live streaming at KVOI.com and at my website, BuckmasterShow.com. We do the podcast thing and the complete show archive at BuckmasterShow.com. Our live line number, if you would like to join us during the hour, and as usual, a very full hour of content, 790-2040. If you would like to communicate with us via Facebook, that would be wonderful. There are still some places for you at Bill Buckmaster on the Facebook page. It's always fun interacting with the listeners. I was asking them within the hour, what do you think your, or what is your favorite Christmas album? We've had all sorts of response. Mine would be anything to do with Johnny Mathis. He's had a bunch of Christmas offerings, and our fine producer, Ray Allen, will be working in between now and Christmas in our bumper intermission music, some great Christmas music. But right now, we've got a great show lined up. We've got Timothy Gasson. We're going to begin with Tim. Tim is the hockey columnist for the Arizona Daily Star, media maker for the UA Wildcats Hockey, and Tim provides radio color commentary for the Tucson Roadrunners professional hockey team. He's on the live line with us. Tim, how are you?
Bill, I'm doing great, and it's always a great delight to be back on the Buckmaster Show.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you. It seems like with this Roadrunner team, they got off to such a great start. And then, of course, the shocking development with the team captain, Greg Cunningham, collapsing before the start of a Roadrunner game. That put the team into a shock, didn't it?
Well, shock is the right word for that, Bill. In all my years in sports media, decades in hockey, I'd never seen a medical emergency quite like that. It was before a game started, and Craig Cunningham, the captain of the Roadrunners, was at center ice ready to take the opening faceoff, and he simply just crumpled to the ice. At first, we thought he maybe had stumbled, maybe hit his head or something like that. One of the team staff thought perhaps he was playing around, that it was a little bit of a joke because you don't expect to see a professional athlete like that on the ice before a game started. But he was motionless, the most motionless I've ever seen a hockey player. Immediately, EMTs got to his side, and he had cardiac arrest right there in front of the arena. They cut his jersey off of him and got him on a stretcher. Now, thankfully, Craig Cunningham has survived, and he's still in serious condition, but has survived, and we don't quite know medically yet exactly what has happened to him, but he has survived, and we're waiting to get more word on his official prognosis.
He came in and out of a coma, hasn't he? Is that what we're hearing?
Yes, he was in a coma for quite a while, and the latest news is that he has come out of a coma. I'm not sure if this was a medically induced coma or not. He had serious surgery that night and had to be resuscitated several times. I mean, this is quite unusual for anyone, but think about the kind of physical shape a professional athlete is. Craig Cunningham is just 26 years old and has played both in the National Hockey League and in the American Hockey League. So as you said, I mean, I wrote in my column a couple of weeks ago about how this is almost a fairy tale start for this new professional franchise.
Yeah.
In Tucson, they were leading their division. They were actually leading the entire league in winning percentage. They were making magical comebacks. Attendance at the Tucson Arena has been great. And we knew this had to stop at some point, but we didn't think it was going to, the fairy tale start was going to stop with such a tragedy, but it has. And as you said, it's kind of put the team in a bit of a tizzy. They had to cancel a couple games, and they've been back playing games now for about a week and a half. And it hasn't gone well. quite predictably, they dropped a number of games, including a game in overtime last night, that they played very well in, actually.
Now, the young man is from British Columbia, I believe, southern British Columbia, and his mother had flown in to see Craig Cunningham, to see her son play, and she was at the arena. Is that correct?
Yeah, and this adds to the tragedy, of course, is Craig Cunningham had just been named just a few days before that captain of the team, and his proud mother was in town to see him play as captain of the Tucson Roadrunners, and was there and saw this happen and was with him in the hospital and is still with him. So there is good news because Craig Cunningham is doing better, but the team and the league, it goes on, and the Tucson Roadrunners now have to kind of redevelop themselves. You know, with the early success, part of the reason that the Tucson Roadrunners exist is to get players ready to go up to the Arizona Coyotes and play in Major League in the National Hockey League. And because of this early success, the Coyotes were able to see that there were several key players on the Roadrunners that were ready to go up to the big leagues. And now they're in Phoenix. They're not with the Tucson Roadrunners. So along with Craig Cunningham, now their leading scorer is with the Coyotes and several other key members of the team. So last night there were five new guys wearing Roadrunners jerseys, including one who was making his American Hockey League debut. So it's a lot of new faces. And I think this is something Tucson hockey fans and sports fans need to understand about the American Hockey League and this new franchise. Their role is to get guys ready to go play in the NHL.
Right.
And that means that the roster is going to shift and change constantly. Now, I imagine, Bill, if in your radio show you didn't know who was going to be on your show from day to day.
I would not be a happy camper.
How difficult that would be to prepare to put a good show on. What's the same thing with the coaching staff for the Roadrunners. It's their job to suddenly see who's in the room that day and then try to get them to go out and play a hockey game.
But for the fan, this is really great because you see some young kids and you get some new talent in there. Yes, it's a work in progress. But if you love hockey, you're getting a chance to see some really fine talent and kind of go with the flow with it. Enjoy what's happening at the TCC.
Well, you know, that's absolutely right. The quality of play at the American Hockey League, and I don't want fans to get me wrong, the quality of play at the American Hockey League is really excellent. And the Tucson Roadrunners are going to be a contending team. Yes, they were in first place. They're now in third place, eighth place overall in the entire 30-team league. So they're a very competitive team. They're very exciting. As you said, there's some young talent in there that you can see get better game by game. I think the Tucson Roadrunners are a real home run for Tucson, and they're only going to get more popular and more entrenched in this community.
We're speaking with Timothy Gass, and Tim writes a hockey columnist for the Arizona Daily Star. He's a hockey historian. He's followed hockey pretty much his whole life. And, you know, that was an interesting column you had, I think it was last week, about fans. Some of the sound system at the TCC has been overpowering for some fans, and I guess it's depending on where you are seated in the arena.
Yeah, this is a technical issue going on at the Tucson Arena. It's how they have the loudspeakers hanging from the middle of the arena and how they're pointed. And that means you could be in an area of the arena and the audio not seem very loud at all, or at least not too loud. And in another row, maybe just a couple rows away, it can be ear-piercingly loud. The only thing really way to fix this is to change that configuration of the columns. The audio columns. What's interesting is that some fans just don't believe that this exists.
Huh.
You know, it's one of these things that if you sit in the right area and the audio level is fine, you can't believe that it's too loud somewhere else. I started to get emails from fans talking about this, and so I wrote a column about it and how the Roadrunners said that they will move you to a new seat if it's too loud where you are. As soon as the column was published in the Arizona Daily Star, I was inundated by emails by other people saying they've had this exact same circumstance happen to them, and they want management to take it seriously. So I think if fans believe that that doesn't exist because they've sat in a place at the TCC Arena, either for U of A games or for Roadrunner games, and the audio has been fine, well, there are some places where it can be really loud. And, you know, this same situation happens at Arizona Stadium, too, for football games.
It does.
It does. There are certain places in the stadium where, because of how the audio is set up, it can be ear-piercingly loud.
I have heard that complaint from many fans, actually, Tim, who say it's just an issue at the Arizona Stadium, and they will not go to the football games because of that. You know, professional sports, it used to be you had an organist. I grew up in Chicago, as you know, Tim, followed the Chicago Blackhawks. I remember going at the old Chicago Stadium. There was an organ player, and that was basically what it was during intermission. But now, of course, there's the audio pyrotechnics, so to speak, in all professional sports.
Yeah, you know, the Chicago Stadium organ, of course, is a preeminent in sports, and it still exists. They moved it to the new arena, and they still have that organ played part of the time during Chicago Blackhawks games. And I salute the Blackhawks for doing that. For anyone who's been to a hockey game before the last 20 years or so, the hockey organ is such a familiar and friendly kind of sound to lead chants and also in between periods.
Yeah.
More recently, as you said, it's every moment that the game is not in play is occupied by very loud music, very loud announcements. There isn't 1 second of silence. And some people say to a guy like me, you're just an old get-off-my-lawn kids kind of guy. It's not that. It's just for a lot of people, it's just playing too loud. And, of course, any organization, whether it's U of A Athletics or the Roadrunners, they don't want people to stay home because it's not a pleasant experience.
That's true. Timothy Gasson, thank you, Tim. We'll look for your column in the Arizona Daily Star. Where can people reach you and send you emails?
I'd love to hear from hockey fans if you have any ideas for stories. It's easy. azpuckman@gmail.com. That's azpuckman, azpuckman@gmail.com. Please send me an email. We've got a Facebook page and a Twitter account. We'd love to hear from the Tucson hockey fans. And I'd also like to give a shout-out to U of A Hockey, which beat number 3 Arizona State this past weekend at home, an incredible victory for the University of Arizona college hockey team.
Thanks a lot, Tim Gasson. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Bill.
Timothy Gasson talking hockey here on the Buckmaster Show. We'll talk politics. Todd Clodfelter will be our next guest, newly elected in LD number 10. Mr. Clodfelter, Representative Clodfelter, just coming out of an orientation meeting at the state capitol for new members. He is next, right after this.
Once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of
Did you know that this year you can give more charitable tax credit dollars than ever before and claim a dollar-for-dollar credit on your Arizona state taxes? The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 31 local charities, encourages you to put your state tax dollars to work in our community. It's easy. Feel good when you give at givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org.
Enjoy the most magical time of the year with friends and family at Tohono O'Toole's annual Holiday Nights. Listen to musical performances as you stroll through the gardens decked with over a million twinkling lights. Holiday Nights takes place the first 3 Fridays and Saturdays in December from 5:30 to 8:30. Shop local this holiday season. Our museum shops are full of local art and unique gifts, including annual memberships to Tohono O'Toole. Tickets and event information are available at tohonoochule.org/holidaynights.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Friday, we'll say goodbye to Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll. Our Friday roundtable features Sarah Garrett Gaston of The Star and Mari Herreras of The Weekly. Matt Russell hosts Weekend Watch on Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI. Always on KVOI.com and BuckmasterShow.com. Plants. We've got one out in the lobby here at KVOI, Ray. It's just huge. I think the thing's about 3 feet tall. And that poinsettia is, that's kind of what they've got right now. The huge selection at Green Things Warehouse. Well, not a warehouse. Greenhouse after greenhouse of poinsettias. Every imaginable color at Green Things. 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. GreenThingsAZ.com for all of your holiday decorating. Check out Green Things. Jan and Jack do such a beautiful job over there. And getting ready for the holidays, we put out on Facebook today, what about your favorite Christmas music? We've heard wonderful response. Andy Williams, of course, Barry Manilow, Nat King Cole. I said Johnny Mathis, one of my favorites. So very nice response today. Everybody seemingly getting in the holiday spirit. Let's go to Phoenix on the live line. Todd Clodfelter, the newly elected state representative in LD number 9. He is a Republican. Hey, Todd, how are you?
Good afternoon, Bill. I am great. My legislative district is actually 10, but that's okay. It's still Tucson and Pima County.
Did I say 9?
Yes, sir, you did.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 10.
It's okay.
And for those that don't know, it covers central Tucson, right?
Yes, it goes from Campbell eastwardly out to the eastern foothills and the Rincon Mountains and kind of the base of the Catalina is there by Snyder and Catalina Highway.
You have just gotten out of the freshman orientation meeting, kind of learning the ropes up there at the state capitol. How's it going?
Well, that's going really well. The staff here at the Capitol are phenomenal. They are the nuts and bolts of the actions of the legislature. As we represent the people, they are certainly the people who counsel and coach you through the process and the procedure. They're invaluable, I can tell you that. And the learning curve here is pretty substantial. I won't say it's overwhelming, but it is mind-boggling.
Was this your fourth try or third?
Third, Bill. It was a third run.
And what was the difference, do you think, this time around, Todd Clodfelder?
Well, I think people are looking for balance, and that's what I campaigned on, was balance at the state legislature, with the majority of our legislature being the Republican Party and the majority of the representation from Pima being Democrats. It just seemed like we didn't quite have a total voice, and now that I can have a seat at the table with the majority, maybe we can get some action happening down there in Tucson.
You know, a front page story in today's Arizona Daily Star that Arizona drivers could see an increase at the pumps, higher gas taxes, fees to register, to pay for our infrastructure, which is really, in many areas of Arizona, is crumbling. But of course, how this will play with your constituents and others when it comes to a question of taxes and fees going up, what's your take on that?
Well, obviously the infrastructure is in dire need, and there's always cost involved. And by not maintaining it properly over the past years that it seems like has taken place, we are going to have to do some major renovation, and of course that increases the cost when you're doing renovation rather than just maintenance and repair. And there is the question of raising taxes, whether it's automobile registration fees or gasoline tax, and of course nobody really wants to see that happen. So I think it's just a matter of identifying how the money is being spent and being spent well. We hope that our leadership are being good stewards of our tax dollars and making sure that we get our best bang for the buck. But it has been discussed, and I've already heard rumblings of the potentials, not only here in at the Capitol, but I've heard it around Pima County as well. So if we're going to play, we got to pay. That's kind of how it works. We have roadways that we want to have maintained and repaired. There's a price to be paid, but yet how that price comes around is what's to be determined.
What's the big issue going to be when the legislative session is gaveled into session for 2017, which will be, let's see, I think the second Monday of January, correct?
That is correct, January 9th.
Right.
It's when the swearing-in is going on, and I think we actually will start work on Tuesday the 10th. But, of course, funding education adequately is always a key topic in the state of Arizona. And health care is going to be an issue down the road because we're not exactly sure how the federal government's going to handle the Affordable Care Act and some commerce deals with Mexico that Mr. Trump is talking about. So there's going to be a lot in the air until we kind of see how the federal government's going to play out as well. We're going to do our best to maintain what we've got in Arizona and do our best here and keep our home turf covered until we see what they're going to do.
So what is your plan now? You've had the freshman orientation. Will there be then meetings during the holidays, or is it just now you come back in January?
Well, it's kind of all the above. I'll be back and forth. They are talking about having some preliminary committee meetings, and I have been meeting with organizations that are concerned with their needs. I won't say lobby groups, but any group who wants to talk to a representative and identify their needs and their ambitions basically are lobbying. So I have been meeting with people like that already and will continue to do so. And a lot of what I'm going to be doing is just studying what's coming up so I can be the best legislator that I can for my district and Arizona.
You have your housing all lined up?
I'm sorry?
Do you have your housing lined up? Because you're going to have to live up in Phoenix at least 4 days a week, right?
That's right. Yeah, we got that figured out. We once the election was determined, we pretty well had a plan, but we didn't execute until we knew how things came down.
All right, Todd Clodfelder, thank you very much from Legislative District Number 10. Got it right there for you, Claude. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, Todd Clodfelder, he'll be in the freshman class of the Arizona Legislature. Why don't we tell you about Silver City? It would be my pleasure to do so right now. It's just a 3-hour drive east of Tucson, and the holiday decorations are up in historic downtown Silver City. It's a great opportunity to get away, enjoy yourself. You can do some hiking in the Gila Cliff, you can go up to the Gila, and we urge you to do so, Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, or the hiking would be some great opportunities in the Gila National Forest. Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, .org. That's the place for all the recreation opportunities, some great tips there, and the full listing of the many places to stay in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. We'll be right back.
I'm Patrice Ross at Oracle Ford. We've got amazing deals during Oracle Ford's year-end event. When you buy before January 3rd, you'll find additional offers and savings that won't be available afterwards. Plus, select models have Ford Smart Bonus Cash worth $1,000 on top of other offers, and not including Oracle Ford's heavily discounted prices. Or if you prefer leasing, you'll find $500 bonus cash towards your already discounted lease. Find the best deal at Oracle Ford's year-end event. Ask about the models at Oracle Ford that have the extra $1,000 smart bonus cash or $500 additional leasing incentive. But hurry, because these offers are limited and available on select models in stock at Oracle Ford. Oracle Ford, drive a little, save a lot. Call 818-FORD or visit the web at oracleford.com.
Food for the hungry, help for struggling families, and support for the aging. Every day, Interfaith Community Services helps people in need achieve stable, healthy, and independent lives. Hi, I'm Daniel Stelzfus, CEO at ICS. You can help and get a dollar-for-dollar tax credit when you donate to ICS with the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit. Reduce your state taxes up to $800 for a couple or $400 for singles. To donate, go to ICSTucson.org or call 297-6049. Your help will bring hope and change lives.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the news from a different perspective. Local opinion from Amo Franzi, Bill Richardson, and Bruce Ash. Our national columnists are the best. Michael Barone, Thomas Sowell, Ilan Berman, Avik Roy, Bill Tatro, and A View from the Left with Sam Smith of Progressive Review. Plus, Michael Ramirez political cartoons. It is thoughtful opinion and commentary only found in the Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at SOAZNewsX.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Jack Frost, Nat King Cole, kind of the iconic Christmas song. We were playing around on Facebook and asking our listeners, what's your favorite Christmas holiday album? We've had some great ideas. I was sharing with our Facebook friends, I love Johnny Mathis, his Christmas holiday offerings. And Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter, has joined me in studio, and I asked Jack, how about a favorite? And Lorena McKennick, did I get that right on her name?
McKennett.
McKennett. What a wonderful voice she has, the Canadian singer from Toronto. And her album, A Winter Garden, features five songs of the season. She takes some of the, well, she's got three Christmas carols in there, and she adapts them to kind of an old English style with some of this. It's beautifully done. Her voice is that of an angel, Mr. Chalom.
Yes, she is wonderful. What we call Canadian Celtic.
Yes, yes.
And rumor is she winters here, but
really?
I've never seen her around town.
Hmm.
Wish she would do another concert in Tucson.
Yeah, she has done concerts.
I think she did one about 15 or so years ago.
Wow. I would love to see her perform here in Tucson or really anywhere. And she has traveled the world almost has like a cult following. The last name again is McKennick, McKennit, if folks want to check that out. Jack Chalom is with us. Mr. Chalom edits and publishes a very popular Nutrition Reporter newsletter. It's an independent newsletter. He doesn't take money from drug companies or supplement companies, right, Jack?
Totally independent.
Totally independent. And he reports on vitamin, mineral, and food therapies, and it always contains a wealth of very good information. 790-2040 is our live line number. If you have any questions concerning nutrition, Jack is here right now and would be happy to answer your question. He is based right here in Tucson. He's a personal nutrition coach. He's one of America's most trusted health writers. Got at least 20 books to his credit. Several of them have been doing very well, including No More Fatigue and The Inflammation Syndrome. And Jack, we had Dr. Victoria Mazes, the executive director of the UA-based Center for Integrative Medicine. We were talking about the big eye yesterday. Inflammation is a huge issue.
It is. And this is really the undercurrent of every single disease process. Most people see it in terms of arthritis, aches and pains, but it's a major player in terms of heart disease, in terms of
Alzheimer's disease.
Alzheimer's, yes, Bill. The development and spread of cancer, you name it. It's either a cause or a consequence of every disease process, which really puts the burden on us to try to control inflammation naturally. The pharmaceutical anti-inflammatories, they have their place in emergencies, but they don't seem to have the long-term preventive benefits that a natural anti-inflammatory like fish oil, like curcumin, have.
Yeah, I mean, the pharmaceuticals are the big guns. You bring them out in a big-time emergency, but that's not going to be your everyday choice.
That's right. Yeah. If you really want to prevent something, if you want to really just reduce symptoms on the long term, past the sort of emergency acute phase, then turn to something natural like fish oils or curcumin.
All right, we've got a couple of calls lined up for Jack Chalam on our live line. Jack, let's hear from Ingrid first about vitamins. Go ahead, Ingrid.
This concerns vitamin B12, which is supplied by animal flesh. Is it concentrated in the fat or in the lean, in the muscle, or in both? And how should that be handled?
Okay.
B12, like all the other B vitamins, are water-soluble. So in terms of animal sources, you'll find some in really every component, also in what's called the blood plasma, which is the water-soluble component of blood. So really any type of animal product should be rich in vitamin B12. It's very difficult, as I think you know, to get it from vegetables.
In other words, it's very difficult just to get it through diet alone.
That's right, and it gets more complicated as we get older because, you know, Bill, we're both in our 60s. We start to lose the stomach acid needed to absorb B12.
Mm-hmm. All right. 790-2040 is the line that Ingrid called us, and as did, and Tom is with us. Tom, how are you today on this lovely December afternoon in Tucson?
Well, it's about the sun. I would like to ask the guests whether a half hour in the sunshine is a good substitute for source of vitamin D?
That's a great question. Go ahead, Jack Chalam.
It really is a good question. You know, this time of year, I'd probably say 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes in the sun.
Not in July, but right now.
Yeah, now, because the sun is low, and we're just sort of in that sort of sweet spot where the sun, even though it's low, it's still high enough to trigger the body's production of vitamin D. Now, in the summer, 10 minutes is sufficient. And by sun exposure, it really has to be more than just your face. You know, T-shirt and walking shorts would be ideal because that exposes the arms and the legs.
And even if you can't do the shorts this time of year, if you've got the jeans and a T-shirt and no hat, then you're going to get some good exposure.
Yeah, you will.
David has sent us a Facebook question, one of our Facebook friends. So this question has to do with magnesium, a supplement that I take every day. And I know a lot of my friends do as well, Jack Chalam, for leg cramps. And our friend David asks, what is chelated magnesium mean, and is it useful?
The term is actually chelated magnesium.
You. All right.
And, yeah, you know, those of us who've got some background in nutritional biochemistry, I mean, the crazy terms were conceived by biochemists, and we can blame all this on these cone heads. It's one of the many forms of magnesium that are available as supplements. Chelated magnesium citrate is actually the one I prefer because it's very well absorbed and relatively inexpensive. Now, any type of cramp is usually a sign of inadequate magnesium. And this isn't just my idea. This comes from Dr. Carolyn Dean, who I know and who has written books on magnesium, has been big on magnesium for years and years. You know, a lot of people refer to these things as Charlie horses.
Yes.
And so
it can wake you up in the middle of the night with a horrible cramp in your calf.
Yeah. And you know, in the middle of the night, first thing you have to do is walk it off.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the muscles will just tighten up and it will literally take days for them to untighten. And it'll hurt during that time. Now, there is a caution. Most people max out at about 400 milligrams at any one time. And a higher dose tends to have a laxative effect.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tend to recommend is 200 milligrams twice a day.
Mm-hmm. And before we take the break, I know a lot of people have kind of laughed at what they called restless leg syndrome, but I know that along with cramps, sometimes I would be having kind of that restless leg syndrome as I first go to bed at night, and I found magnesium helped out.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, one way to look at this very, very quickly is both magnesium and calcium are needed for the heart.
Right.
And calcium contracts the heart, and magnesium relaxes it.
Mm-hmm.
And the heart's probably the body's most important muscle, but the same concept applies throughout the body.
All right. We're going to take our break right here, 790-2040. We're talking health and nutrition. I'm sure you've got a question. Call us now again, 790-2040. Hopefully we can get that question answered for you on the Buckmaster Show on this early December day. We'll be right back.
Did you know that this year you can give more charitable tax credit dollars than ever before and claim a dollar-for-dollar credit on your Arizona state taxes? The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 31 local charities, encourages you to put your state tax dollars to work in our community. It's easy. Feel good when you give at givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman on behalf of 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. Question, how many cockroaches does it take to change a light bulb? None, if you use 5-Star Termite and Pest Control, because there are no cockroaches. Hasta luego. Adios, cucaracha. Do yourself a favor and call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Rusty married gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's paws when we were gone astray.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and that is Lorena McKennick, who is Jack Chalom's favorite Christmas performer, and really one of his favorite performers anytime, right? That's from the album A Winter Garden, Five Songs for the Season. Jack, you're a big fan of hers.
Yeah, she's got lots of wonderful CDs, and I own a bunch of them.
Yeah. And we have posted on Facebook at Bill Buckmaster the question we are posing, what's your favorite Christmas holiday album? We've heard some. Well, the Barry Manilow suggestion was great. It kind of brought back some memories of seeing Barry Manilow when I worked and lived in Las Vegas in the 1970s. And I thought, you know, he had some great Christmas and great hits anyway. Jack Chalom is with us. He is the nutrition reporter. And back to the live line. Barbara has called us, and she would like to speak with Mr. Chalom. Go ahead, Barbara.
Yes, I'd like to know the latest on the FDA's removal of B6, and they're now trying to remove P5P. So what is your input on that?
Good question. For our other listeners, P5P is a form of vitamin B6. As far as I know, the FDA has not touched it. I was just online a few days ago, and dosages as high as 250 milligrams per tablet of B6 are still available. So, you know, the FDA often will propose things in the Federal Register and then wait to see what the responses are. What I do see is a lot of companies have basically bowed out of selling high-dose vitamin B6, which is unfortunate because it's very, very helpful with a lot of pain issues.
What is then considered a high dose of that particular
Probably
supplement?
Anything over 50 milligrams.
Mm-hmm. But it's still B6 is commonly found in your B complex formula.
Oh yeah. And dosages that range from 2 milligrams to 50 milligrams. And then in standalone supplements, 100 to 250 milligrams.
And Jack, what's it used for?
It really is used for a number of things. It's a building block of some neurotransmitters, one of which is serotonin. So it has a mood enhancing effect. For that sort of thing, I tend to recommend a B complex rather than B6 by itself. And then there's research going back decades showing that it's very, very helpful for carpal tunnel syndrome.
All right. Back to the live line, 790-2040. Rita has a comment for you, Jack. Go ahead, Rita.
Yes. I take this stuff that's called Relief Factor, and several of the hosts on this station advertise it.
Yep.
And it has some properties in it that he's talking about for inflammation.
Right.
And let me tell you, it really helps with my pain. I got off of OxyContin, and I'm taking Relief Factor.
Thank you, Rita, for that. And I have heard our hosts here on KVOI talk about Relief Factor. I have not taken it myself, but I did check out the ingredients, and fish oil is one of the ingredients.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always get the pronunciation wrong. It's the red wine component.
Resveratrol.
That's in it. And there is one other component. Oh, it's the turmeric.
Turmeric or curcumin extract.
Yeah, so it's a combination of that, and there is one other ingredient. Yeah, I think it's called horny toad something.
It's an herb.
But in a very, I believe, because I looked at the ingredients in Relief Factor, and that's just a very small component. But the other three are the major players in Relief Factor.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are so many really good natural
horny goat weed.
I'm glad you're able to get off OxyContin because a natural product like this is so much safer.
Good response today, Jack, and we haven't had a chance to get to the issue of the Nutrition Reporter, and you did make some in the December issue. You've got some great book reviews on health, and I want to quickly talk about a book that has come out called The Mind-Gut Connection. There's a lot to this, folks.
Oh, there certainly is. Bill, I gave two lectures in April in London on this very subject. And the beneficial bacteria in our gut do affect our moods. And the latest research is showing a direct link between these bacteria and the risk of Parkinson's disease, which really caught a lot of people by surprise. So one of the supplements I recommend is some sort of probiotic or what's called a prebiotic supplement just to help foster a good, healthy gut environment. If you're eating a lot of fruits and veggies, you probably don't need that type of supplement. But if you're like most people and you're not eating a lot of fruits and veggies, this kind of supplement could be very, very helpful.
And you write here in your review that much of the recent research on gut health focuses on this gut-brain connection. You say, if you doubt that one exists, simply think of yourself or someone else who gets butterflies in his stomach or her stomach before an important event, such as public speaking or getting married.
Yeah, it's actually bidirectional. So our moods affect our gut, and our gut affects our moods. And this, I think, is really the next big frontier in nutritional science.
All right, Jack Chalom, thank you very much. Where can people find out about you and your books and the Nutrition Reporter?
Oh, just go to nutritionreporter.com. Lots of free stuff there for the download. You can see some copies of my newsletter. There are subscription forms, sample chapters of my recent books. you know, lots of great stuff on the site.
I'm glad you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, reuniting with some really long-lost relatives.
Oh, yeah. My dad's first cousin, 88 years old in San Diego, hadn't seen him in 51 years.
Wow. And you hooked up through social media.
Yeah, I was in touch with his son first because I wasn't sure he was still alive. And he's definitely alive and kicking.
Yeah, your pictures are wonderful of that Thanksgiving. That was a Thanksgiving, Jack Chalom, you will never forget.
So. One of the best in my entire life.
Yeah, have a wonderful holiday to you, Jack.
You also, Bill.
Okay. Mic Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen comes up from 4 to 5. Wake Up Tucson from 6 to 9, then the Talking Culture 9 to 10, then me, Bill Buckmaster. I'll have our exit interview, I think you could call it, with Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll as we say goodbye to Mr. Carroll tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show, our Friday Focus interview. Till then, on behalf of Ray, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.